Faith and Freedom Tour, Stop 24, Betsy Ross House. Betsy Ross was a widow working as a seamstress who, according to a strongly held tradition, sewed our first stars and stripes at the request of George Washington. Her pew was next to Washington's pew at Christ Church. According to this tradition, Betsy is credited with helping Washington to decide to use 5 rather than 6-pointed stars on the flag due to the ease in their creation by one snip of a neatly folded cloth. This tradition reflects the compassion of James 1, verse 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Our nation's color of red, white, and blue were selected by Congress for our flag on June 14th of 1777, a day that we still celebrate annually as Flag Day. The meaning of these colors was explained by the Continental Congress with the establishment of our Great Seal on June 20th of 1782. You can see the Great Seal on the reverse side of a dollar bill. Congress said that the shield on the eagle should have the colors of red, white, and blue. Congress's interpretation of the colors, following accepted rules of heraldry, represented 7 different moral virtues. Congress said that red represented hardiness and valor, white represented purity and innocence, and blue represented vigilance, perseverance, and justice. By implication, these same character qualities are before Americans whenever the flag of red, white, and blue is seen. Each of these virtues is taught by the scriptures. Hardiness and valor are seen in Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. James 1, verse 27 calls for purity and innocence. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Paul encourages Christians to have Christ-like perseverance in Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand on the throne of God. Micah 6, verse 8 commands justice. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Vigilance is taught in Acts 20, verse 28. Keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Furthermore, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6 says, Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.